One of the other stories that came across, which really shocked me in terms of just this number alone, is one in three Australian school principals was physically attacked, and one in two have experienced threats of violence at work. That's according to a new survey that's been conducted. And later on today, Rochelle Hunt in the afternoon will have the publishers of that survey on the show to talk about just how they gathered that information and what it means. But we want to kind of take just a bit of a snapshot in the difficulties that principals do face, because that number is astonishing. One in three having been attacked. Malcolm Elliott is a president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. And good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
One in three. How is that possible? What is going on in the schools that principals are literally under siege in this kind of a situation?
Well, it seems that students and parents, or some students and some parents, are of the view that you approach any difficulty with a verbal tirade, which gives them some sort of sense of satisfaction. And when dealing with some students and some parents, they think that a verbal tirade has to be accompanied by some kind of physical action, and that's resulting in school principals being physically assaulted as well as verbally abused.
How has this culture developed? We're seeing a huge rise, I think, from 2011, which was still a large number, 27%, now to 37% in 2018. What's possibly happened to this culture that's resulted in such a result?
My personal view is that the escalation in the use of social media, where vilification, trolling and so on is so prevalent, is something that's reached into student populations and affected the population more broadly. So while we're speaking specifically about the school context today, of course, this is a broader social issue. Police and health workers and others are affected by this appalling behaviour. And it just seems that people think that the appropriate thing to do is to tee off at somebody. And if you're not happy with verbally abusing somebody at length and with great anger, then what you do then is you push them around as well, or even hit them.
Malcolm, you've been a principal yourself. Did you ever feel unsafe, or were you in fact attacked?
I'm 6 feet tall and 100 kilos, so that shouldn't be affecting anyone's work life. So I was never physically attacked, but my word, I was threatened. And that threatening behaviour comes as a shock. So typically what will happen when there's a confrontation with a parent is that the principal's not doing any of the confronting. The parent just arrives and, armed with some sort of grievance, launches into a ferocious verbal attack on somebody. And that's what happened to me on several occasions. Principals do have powers to send people away from campuses, but when you're trying to deal with somebody who's incredibly angry, they don't necessarily obey what instructions you give them.
So you're saying the violence and those attacks are coming from both students and parents?
Yes, that's correct.
There's also, as part of this study and report, it's sort of very damning in terms of the workplace conditions. We're looking at long working hours, a lot of stress, health for principals is not looking good. It's not a really good calling card to be getting people into the profession, is it?
No, it's not. And it's a really sad thing. I was going to say regrettable, but the appropriate word is sad. Being a school principal is an absolutely wonderful job. You know, you can imagine the children come along to school in their uniforms, they go into the classrooms, they're reading, they're writing, they're laughing, they're experiencing the joy of learning. And that's the vision that we all have and that we want for education in our country. But unfortunately, it's coming with all these downsides. And that means that the numbers of people applying for principal positions are declining. It's something that's of serious concern, and I know that departments of education and governments all around the country are working very hard on this very vexed issue. But as we can see from Professor Riley's report, this is the eighth in the series, and things aren't improving.
Getting much worse, according to the data itself.
That's right.
Malcolm, there are no quick fixes in these situations, but if there was something that you could recommend being changed right away, like if an instant improvement would be the result, what would that be?
Well, we'd love to see our community leaders, and this means people in sporting fields as well, people who are recognised as community leaders, standing up for our schools and for our school principals and our school teachers and our admin personnel, including our local mayors, including our elected officials. There's tremendous support amongst those people for the work done by schools, but we need to make it much more public. And I think that what we want to do is really promote education as an exciting, wonderful, joyful experience for the young people of Australia. And we have just got to say that behaving in any other way than with the greatest of respect and with happiness and interest is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable indeed. Something does need to change very quickly.
Does.
Thank you so much, Malcolm Elliott.
You're welcome.
President of the Australian Primary Principals Association. One in three Australian school principals are physically attacked. That number is astonishing.